As the debate continues today, a federal judge holds a hearing over just who will surely vote. Ohio now requires voters to provide identification. And 6 days before the election, there's confusion over what ID you need for an absentee ballot. That's just one of many issues in a bellwether state. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson says it could affect this year's election and the next one.
Here's what the campaign in Ohio sounds like on the air.
Ted Strickland just doesn't measure up to being governor.
Does Mike DeWine deserve another chance?
Sherrod Brown has failed in every job he's had.
Our veterans, who can they count on? Not Deborah Price.
But on the ground, which is where elections in Ohio are won or lost, the campaign sounds like this.
10 a.m. in the law school auditorium on campus. Then a more serious announcement is that in my garage are 10 yard signs.
That's Cliff Kelly. He'll be 90 soon. A few years ago, he and his wife Pat started a local Democratic club called Grassroots 21. They put out a newsletter and held rallies. The weekly meetings in the Kelly's living room got bigger and bigger, Cliff Kelly says, as Democrats got angrier and angrier about the war, the economy, and at Republican rule.
We're a lot more active today than we were in 2004, and we're a lot better organized than we were then. And I think the intensity of feeling is greater.
In 2004, President Bush won Ohio by a mere 60,000 votes. It was an excruciating loss for Democrats. They got out their vote, surpassing all their turnout targets, only to be humiliated as the Republicans did even better. Now, Democrats are ready for a rematch. But an hour west of the Kelly's Columbus suburb, in the offices of Dayton Right to Life, there's another set of grassroots activists working hard to turn out a completely different set of voters.
Well, I'm a volunteer for Ohio Dayton Right to Life, and we're just calling to remind you to vote your values on November 7th.
In 2004, pro-life voters and religious conservatives helped Republicans win Ohio. But this year, it's harder to get these voters excited, according to Christy Dodson, the executive director of the Life Resource Center in Dayton.
People are discouraged, and I think, unfortunately, they're getting the message that their vote doesn't matter at this point. They're not hearing that their candidate is doing well. So I think the energy is not there like I saw it in 2004. And I think when you are surrounded by some scandals and you get disappointed in your legislators, then it's tough.
The candidate with the most conservative profile on social issues, Republican Ken Blackwell, is running way behind Democrat Ted Strickland in the governor's race. And that is discouraging to Christian conservatives. But Ohio State University political scientist Paul Beck thinks there are other reasons these voters may not deliver for the GOP this year.
2004, in some ways, was a one-time-only effect. Bush was a very attractive candidate. To them, the gay marriage amendment was on the ballot. There were a variety of reasons for them to come out and vote. And the mood and the climate is very different today in 2006.
Very different and very difficult for Republicans. Ohio's economy is struggling, and Ohio Republicans have been snarled in scandal. Bob Bennett has been the chairman of the Ohio Republican Party for the last 18 years. In that time, no Democrat has been elected governor. But Bennett knows his winning streak is about to end.
We have our challenges this year, and we're probably not going to have as good a year as we've had in those years. But I think we'll have a lot of surprises on Election Day when it comes to turnout and who's going to win some of the races.
Bennett is counting on the Republicans' secret weapon, which is right downstairs from his office in Republican Party headquarters in Columbus.
The Democrats are hoping you stay home on Election Day.
The Democrats are hoping you'll stay home on Election Day.
The Democrats are hoping you stay home on Election Day. Please don't give them what they want.
Please don't give them what they want.
Please do not give them what they want. Instead, join me in supporting the entire Republican team next Tuesday. Thanks.
This Republican phone bank is a key part of the Republicans' vaunted get-out-the-vote machine. It earned its superhero status right here in Ohio in 2004, when it turned out more Republican voters, mostly in rural and exurban counties, than the Democrats ever imagined was possible.
We really never let up from 2004. We went right into the 2006 election year, and I think we've benefited from keeping that machine well-oiled.
That's Jason Mock, the Ohio Republican Party's political director.
I remember reading counts about the 2004 election in which some of John Kerry's operatives were saying those Republicans just produced more Republican voters, it was like they were zombies coming out of the hills. And that's true to a great extent. We did not win in 2004 because we turned out more independents or more Democrat voters. We won because we turned out more Republicans. And that has been our ongoing strategy, is to build the Republican base. And we've been doing it ever since the last election.
But Democrats in Ohio are determined never to be out-organized again.
Mm-hmm. This is a list you could start out with. I'll give you two pages.
Just a few blocks away at Democratic Party headquarters in Columbus, operatives are training volunteers to recruit other volunteers.
So if they're willing to do that, try and get a time, a day. I'll get you a schedule so you know what to sign them up for.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. And all the way down at the end of the schedule.
Democratic State Party Chair Chris Redfern explains how his party went to school on the Republicans.
We're taking this notion that the Republicans have created, that if you use the neighborhood folks to talk to neighborhood folks, you're going to be successful.
And there are other changes in the Democrats' ground game. In 2004, Democrats basically outsourced their get-out-the-vote operation to the independent groups who came into Ohio. Those groups are back this year, but Redfern isn't relying on them.
We had a collection of left-leaning organizations coming into Ohio with paid staffers, oftentimes from outside the state, and engaging voters, not even being able to pronounce Lima, Ohio. That's the first warning. But we pushed back on that approach. So now our strategy is Ohio-based with Ohio Wins, and I think we're going to be successful.
This year, Ohio Democrats decided to pay attention to those rural counties that John Kerry ignored in 2004. And Redfern boasts that just like the Republicans, Democrats are micro-targeting voters. Redfern says the state party now has the kind of data bank that can generate a list of Ohio Democrats with hunting licenses who voted in the last three elections. Being able to build on that kind of information matters, he says, if Democrats are to get as good as the Republicans at turning out their vote.
Which means you're not only just going to be successful for a governor's race now or a U.S. Senate race, we're going to be able to control county councils and city councils next year and build up towards the 08 cycle with a professional, modern political organization.
And that's just what the two parties are pouring money and operatives into Ohio to do. Not just win this year, but get set to win next year and the year after that in the once and future battleground state of Ohio. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
You can get projections of possible winners in critical House races at npr.org.